Yes, let him in. I've been expecting him. I knew I would meet you, but your actions, certainly unexpected. I appreciate what you've done so far. I'm glad you've not harmed any of my people. I know who you are. Your reputation precedes you. You're certainly not as flamboyant as those who came before you. But you're a legendary hero. I've heard your name before. I've heard your songs and your stories. You didn't know that? I suppose they wouldn't tell you. You're not the first hero to march into my palace looking to take my head and end all the evil in the world. There have been many before you. And I know you hope to be the last. They all do. Oh, yes, many heroes of much different strength. Many are defeated before they reach me. The rest were defeated by me. I don't know your strength, but you made it all the way here without resorting to killing. That is its own type of strength. Of this, I am immensely grateful. My people have suffered much recently. The humans have been attacking the vulnerable. I'm spread thin. There are hardly any guards left in my castle, as you can see. The perfect time for you to attack. Though you knew that, no doubt. I'm so tired of these battles. Why can't the humans just get along with us, I wonder? Why is a hero sent every 100 years to kill the Demon Queen? What would that even accomplish? Oh, sorry. Forgive my rambling. I've forgotten my manners. How about you sit down? Have a drink. Well, you're not just going to stand there, are you? But I suppose you'd rather fight. You'll drink? Well... That's wonderful. No, it's not poison. Why would I bother with that? It's not like any of your type have talked to me for more than a few moments before charging at me. You're the first. Here. You like it? Good. Well, there's always more. It's rather common around here. I have no shortages of most luxuries in the palace. I'm sorry, I'm a little lost for words. I thought we were going to fight, but it seems like you aren't interested. Why? Moved by what I said? Really? Maybe you're too easily moved. Sitting down at a table with the Demon Queen. Aren't you worried I'll do something? Well, you didn't travel across the world just to sit and drink with me. If you've decided not to fight, then tell me, why did you come here? You've made that much clear. You didn't even bring your sword. But that wasn't the question. What do you really desire? Noble, very noble. But it's not easy to bring peace to our two realms, divided as they have been for years. I have made many concessions, but even I cannot make any more. The humans, they... Tell me, is it true that the humans hate us? That is good. So not everyone believes the lies about us. You are one of those people, then, who don't believe that we are evil. I confess, I've heard of many relationships that bloom between human and demon. But in the human realms, demons are hunted down, and then they declare the human heretics. It's no way to live. You might be surprised how many couples escape to my realm. More wine? Of course. Your face is a bit red. Reminds me of a friend. Many other heroes before you could hardly be called heroes. They were brutes, killing indiscriminately, until they were put down, often by me. But not you. So tell me honestly, hero, what is it that you want? How can I help you? Is that... That's the crown of the Twin Realms. It's unmistakable. Of course I know the legend. Everyone, human or demon or otherwise, knows the legend. It's said that the crown was lost forever, but more than that, the crown will sing when worn by the true lord of the land. That's the short of it. It has since faded into legend. Many doubt it even existed. I bet what you didn't know, that the crown was forged by the demons. A legendary smith. The crown was given to a human, willingly, by all demon kind. It was a peace offering. The human king that received the crown brought peace and prosperity to all corners of the world. When he died, all the world wept for him. The crown was supposed to be passed to the next king, but it disappeared because that king was not worthy. Over time, the legend has been perverted by human nobles. They say that the crown was stolen by the demons because they could not accept a human king. Such things happened ages ago. Even our deepest archives have little record of these things. But now the crown has shown itself to you. I understand what you came here for. You wish to ask for my blessing to be the king of the Twin Realms. I wish to see the world without war and bloodshed. As such, you have... What are you doing? You want to offer the crown to me. But why? The crown presented itself to you. That means you are worthy. With my blessing and your strength, you could easily unite both of our realms. You think I am deserving of such authority? But how? You barely know me. My masquerade balls? Really? How long have you been attending those? Years? That can't be. You were in the north for years. There was no shortage of stories of your triumphs over great beasts and monstrous creatures. That much is true. Stories travel far and change along the way, but how can it be that... Fine. Let's say that's true, somehow. So you know my personality better than most, but that doesn't answer the question. Why pick me over yourself? If I could be empress forever, then there would be peace in our lands forever. Well, I wish it was so simple, but you do make a good point. Yet, I wonder if I am up to such a task. The crown sings! This... all this... how? With this crown, unity comes one step closer. The human myths around the crown are almost as fevered as those from demonkind. You have entrusted me with this great privilege and responsibility. I promise prosperity will come to our lands again. And you, You'll be known as the greatest hero of both our peoples, who brought us peace everlasting. I'm sure there will be some dissenters, but in time, we will prove them wrong. For this service, I can give you anything. You need only ask. Anything you could wish for. There is little I cannot do. A sprawling manor, large enough to sleep in a different room every night. A band of knightly warriors to accompany you on new adventures. Gold, jewels, worldly comforts. Anything you want. If I cannot give it to you today, then I shall endeavor every day until your request is met. Think on it. And when you are ready... What? You want me? I said anything, but I don't know if I could honor such a request. While it would be good for the unity of our realms, I hardly know you, and besides, I'm already committed. I'm committed to a suitor of mine. What is that? Butterfly, it's unmistakable. Really, it's that mask. It was you? The whole time. It really is. I knew there was something about you. Something too familiar, but this... I can't believe I didn't recognize you outright. Guess I just got so distracted by... I'm so confused. My little butterfly is the legendary hero of humankind. How come you never told me? To think I could have avoided all of this by just pulling that stupid mask off your face one of those nights. Well, in this case, is this crown your way of proposing to me? The whole of our two realms is your dowry. I accept your proposal. I think it's time to consummate our union. I'm quite possessive, but you knew that. I don't share. Hero or butterfly, you're mine now. I'm having trouble putting you together now. When I saw you as the hero of humankind, I saw you as a gallant, brave, and dangerous person. But how do I reconcile that with the butterfly I know, Shy, submissive, and desperate for my attention. I wonder how they'll spin this. The demon queen seduced the hero, and he gave her the crown of the twin realms. But only we would know that isn't true. You've been my little pet for years now. Well, maybe I did seduce you. We spent one night together, and then you couldn't stop coming back. You fell in love at first sight, but you've always kept your face hidden under the mask. Wouldn't remove it for anything. Ashamed to? You're a pretty boy. So sweet. So forbidden. The same lips, but now they taste so very different. Come, let's move to my throne. Oh, you cave in so willingly. I wonder if they'd still recognize you as their hero now. Sitting at the foot of my throne, looking up at the demon queen, eyes full of need and lust. Here, take my hand, pet. Come up and serve your mistress. I think you're even more eager than before. Maybe it just feels that much better to submit to me, now that your identity isn't a secret anymore. That's right. You're going to learn to worship every part of my body again. You're going to accept that you belong to me now. The legendary hero of all of humanity is my pet, who will listen to my every whim and be my partner in endless pleasure. I've missed seeing your cute blush. Just look how you melt when I push my fingers into your mouth. There's enough space for the two of us to sit together. But I happen to think you're doing just fine on my lap. Isn't that right, pet? Look at you, sucking on my finger all innocently. Were you really the hero? It's so hard to believe, given how submissive and sweet you are with me. When did you decide that this was what you wanted? So you've been fantasizing for a while. Naughty boy. My court is empty. Everyone is out dealing with the issues of the day. Even most of my guards have gone to help where they can. If only all the humans could be as agreeable as you. Take a look around. When I'm Empress of both our realms, I'm still going to rule from this palace. Look, each of these chairs will have a courtier, a scholar, or a general. They'll gaze up at us, and you will be firmly planted here, on my lap when I'm feeling frisky, and beside me on the throne when it's time to be serious. I'll play with you while the scholars propose new projects, while the generals discuss strategy, and while the courtiers debate new policies. Doesn't that sound wonderful? It turns me on just thinking about it. It's what the butterfly always wanted, right? I wonder how many humans are waiting to see you return with my head in tow. Imagine the look on their face when they see me wearing the crown and you, their champion, deeply in love with me. I can't wait. Pet, I want you to suck on my tongue. And don't be shy. I know you love it. Enjoy that, pet. It's embarrassing when I can see your face. Well, then we're going to have to keep doing it. So that you don't get embarrassed when I want to do it in front of my court, of course. I'm going to turn you into my good, needy slut. Even more so than you are already. I'll enjoy you whenever I want. Court can get quite stale. Especially when they start debating philosophy. Well, one step at a time, love. It'll take a while to get used to it. And once you do, I'll have to find new ways to tease you. But you see, now I have a dilemma. I want to change you a little. Calm down, don't get so excited. I haven't explained the problem yet. I want to modify your human body with some of my magic, but I also want to show you off as you are to my court and the humans. I want to remake you in my image as the perfect personal pet that I want. want the whole world to know. That's what you want too, right, love? You know I love you, right? I loved you when you were the butterfly, spending nights with me every now and again. And I love you even more now. If anything is ever too much, you tell me. My magic is quite expensive. But back to you, love. I'm thinking about how I want to transform you. Do you like my horns? They're a sign of nobility. Go on, grab them. Tickles! I don't think you'd like horns very much. They take a lot of getting used to. Though, they'd make you look like a little devil. It would be cute. Oh, I know. I'll extend your hair. You always came in with that cute wig back when you were butterfly. No need to be shy, love. You've always wanted long hair, right? Human customs aren't so kind to men with long hair, are they? Here, come close to me. Sievratas. Do you like it? Oh, so soft. I'll just tie it up here. Oh, what a cute ponytail for my cute boy. You want something else, right? Okay, tell me, what do you want? Oh, you like my milky crimson skin? My, how devious. You already want to be just like me. Gradually, I'll transform you to be everything you want. But gradually. It would be a shame to do it all at once. There's no adventure that way. Don't look so dejected, love. You'll get to see the small changes every day. And I'll get to corrupt you bit by bit. Well, maybe corruption isn't the right word. It's not corruption if you're so willing, is it? I love drinking in your scent. Do you like that? When I put my mouth next to your ear? Do you like it when I gently nibble on your earlobe? You're shivering. I didn't know this would be one of your weaknesses. But I'll be sure to exploit it. Are you getting excited? I'm going to have you by me when I talk to officials, while I read reports, while I sleep. I look forward to having you around. Do you want to make all that desire useful? Good. Pleasure me. You've been on my lap for long enough to know that I've turned on. The only question is whether we should move to the bedroom, or should we stay in the throne room? My, you're so adventurous already. Good, we'll stay in the throne room. I'll just lean back and open up my legs for you. Give you access to your pride. I'm never this hard, except for you. I used to get so hard thinking about you while you were away, waiting for your visits, frequent as they became. Pure torture. Come on, quit stalling. I want your soft hands on my huge cock. Sensitive, probably because you turn me on so damn much.
is sending shockwaves through me. I'd almost forgotten how good you are at this. Oh, gods. If I wasn't sure before this, well, I'm sure now. This is your calling. Your hands used to grip a glowing sword and slay dark creatures. Now they're mine. For my pleasure only. God, that turns me on. You belong to me, Ben. I'm going to make you my love slave for eternity. Oh, fuck. I'm close, love. Wait. Stop. Come here. You know what I want? You don't even have to ask now, do I? Good. Get those sweet lips of yours around the head of my cock. Gods, your lips feel so good against my cock. Don't tease me, Ben. Start with the licking. Oh, no, wait, don't stop licking. It's so good. How are you so good at all this? This isn't the sort of thing a hero should be good at. You were born to be my slut. Oh, I'm leaking a river of pre-cum. And you're lapping it up just like a kitten. Oh, my cute little kitten. Look at you, tongue hanging out. Worshipping my cock. You really just melt when I give you attention. All right, enough fed. I want your lips around my cock. Oh, damn. Your mouth feels good. Warm and wet. The perfect size for my cock. Wait, don't move yet, Ben. I just want to take this in. Can you feel my huge cock pushing your tongue down? The same tongue that gave great speeches and brought so much hope. Now, you use it for my pleasure. My pleasure is your passion. Got it? Nod for me while my cock is in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh, love. You have no idea how much it turns me on seeing you like this. You were always my submissive boy. Oh, but now you're not just Butterfly the skittish slut anymore. You're yourself. It makes me feel so powerful. That's enough reveling while you've got my cock in your mouth, though. Start sucking, pet. Oh, I love the way that cute head of yours bobs up and down on my cock. Just taking it slightly deeper each time. My cock presses up against the back of your throat and then you pull back. What a tease. Deeper. I want more. Give me more. Use your throat. Oh, your throat is burning hot. What wraps so tightly around my cock? Oh, are you all right? You're tearing up. It's the gag reflex again, isn't it? I can help with that. Shalesta. Gone, like it was never there. Now you can focus on what's important. Oh, you don't need air. You need more of me. Oh, gods, you're taking me so deep. One bit at a time, love. You don't need to go so suddenly. We have all the time in the world. Oh, fuck. Oh, the bolt going down your neck is so fucking hot. Put your hand around it. Ah, can you feel my cock forcing your throat open? Your throat is really tighter than your cute ass. I'm leaking a stream of pre-cum. Don't choke, love. Oh, putting all your breath training to work. Deep-throating my cock. Gods, it's so fucking good. Wait, you can't be trying to... You can't... There's no way. My entire cock is embedded? How? You took my whole cock? That's never happened before. It's heavenly. Your throat is contracting and milking my cock. Oh, it's so deep inside of you. Oh, your eyes glazing over. You're such an eager slut. I'm going to come straight down your fucking throat. Oh God, let me pull my cock out. Are you all right? I can't believe you took the whole thing. And I lost control. I'm sorry. Are you okay? I know I shouldn't have... You enjoyed that. I was afraid I hurt you. I know you've had a lot of practice, but you've never taken the whole thing before. But that felt so good. We're going to have to do it again later. I'm going to give you a lot of time to practice, my slutty pet. I'm getting hard again already. You're the only one who has this effect on me. Oh, so eager to please. Oh, as much as I like your mouth. Right now I want this. Are you embarrassed? You just had my whole cock down your throat, but you're embarrassed I grabbed your arse. Well, get used to it. It's mine. I'll do what I want with it. Strip. Remove all your clothing. That's better. You certainly have the body of a hero. That cute little hole of yours, though. No matter how much I use it, it never loosens up. Are you keeping it tight for me on purpose? I can't wait to break it in and loosen it up for good. I'll wear you around my cock for hours on end. Maybe I'll just spear you on my cock and tie you to me. Keep you like a cock warmer. You would like that, wouldn't you? Oh, fuck. I'm so slippery and wet from being in your throat. It'll slip right in. Can you feel that? My burning hot cock against your tight little hole. Pet, take me in, slowly. I want to look into your eyes while we do it. I want to see all that need and desire. My cock is slowly forcing your tight hold to accept me. Just a bit more, and the whole head'll be in. Oh, okay. It's in. Oh, it never gets any looser. We'll have time to change that. Keep going, love.
I want to shape your insides to take my cock perfectly. If you're going to be my perfect slut, then you're going to need to have the perfect hole for me. Almost there. Only a couple more inches to go. Do you like how I reach all those spots deep inside you? Gods, I can't wait to see you planted on my cock. Think you can take the whole thing? Of course you can. You can take it because it's my cock. What's better than that? Oh, gods, almost there. It's so warm and soft inside of you. I fit so perfectly inside. You really were born to be my cock sleeve. Oh, just a bit more love. Oh, can you feel your stretched hole reaching the base of my cock? You're almost there. How about some encouragement? You still taste like me. All my cum from earlier is still right here in your cute little belly. Hey! Damn! That's the whole thing. It's all inside of you. You look so sexy right now, facing me, my entire cock buried within you. And your new hair is a mess already. I like it. I can feel every bit of you right now. Can you feel my cock pulsing deep within you? Our heartbeats, they synchronize. Can you feel that rhythmic pulsing? I'm not going to move yet. I want you to grind on me, pet. Show your queen how much you want her. Excited as usual. Slow down. I want to savor this. I wonder just how you, a revered hero, came to be my devoted slut. How many nights did you almost let the truth slip from cum-coated lips? The first night you came to my ball, you found me and asked me to dance. I thought you were so strange. The men always preferred to wear lions or wolves. But you, a delicate little butterfly. I think we fell in love after one dance. You know, when you move around, I can still feel my cum from earlier. Don't blush. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. And if it is, you're going to get very used to it. I'm going to keep you full of my cum all the time. I'll tell you a secret. I've decided that the secret to your transformation is going to be my cum. All that cum that you so greedily swallowed earlier, it's changing you bit by bit, one piece at a time, until you're my perfect personal slut. I felt that squeeze, love. Does that turn you on that much? Trying to squeeze out more of my cum? My submissive little slut knows what I like to hear. Don't worry, you'll get as much cum as you want. Well, pet, if you want that cum, you're going to have to work for it. Ride me, love. You blush over the tiniest things.
but I've never seen you blush bouncing on my cock. You just can't help how much of a slut you are. It's almost hypnotizing watching my cock disappear into your tight ass over and over again. Your cock is... what a naughty boy. Coming already just from having your ass fucked. You came all over my stomach. You're going to have to clean that off me later, right? Good boy. Keep going. My cock is tiring, despite your enthusiasm. We'll have to work on your endurance. All right, love. Leave it to me. I'll do the work for both of us. You just relax and enjoy yourself. I'm not pulling out, but let's change positions. I want your back against my throne. You get to feel what it's like being royalty. Oh. Did you just lock your legs behind my back? I'm not going anywhere. But damn, is that hot. You really know how to turn me on. I'm going to fill you up again and again. You're not going anywhere now. All mine forever. Oh, gods, you're so sexy like this. Below me, taking my cock in your ass, legs locked behind my back. You're perfect for me in every way. Every single thrust. Feels like I'm going even deeper. Your hole just keeps sucking me in. It won't let go. You're doing it on purpose, aren't you? What a naughty boy. I'm going to make you addicted to my cock more than you already were. I'm going to wreck your insides every day, and you're going to love it. Beg for more. All that squealing, but I don't hear any begging. Beg for my cum. That's right. Good boy. This is what you were made for. Your mind is just going absolutely blank. I can tell. Good. You don't need your brain to be my good little slut. Just let yourself melt into the pleasure. I'm going to come inside your tight ass. Ready? Good. Beg. I want to hear you beg for it. Beg me to fill your insides. Tell me this is all you've ever wanted. Good boy. Good son. Do you feel that? I filled you up with my cum again. Feel that tingling? It'll start to slowly change you, just like you wanted. And as a bonus, it'll keep you feeling warm inside. I'm not going to pull out now. If I did, you'd start leaking all over my throne. You wouldn't want that, would you? I'm only joking, love. You're serious. All right, I'll leave it in. But if I start getting hard again, you're going to have to take responsibility. Do you like the view from the throne? I'm glad you do. You're going to be seeing it a lot more from now on. If you want it decorated in a certain way, just ask. I'll have to teach you all about courtly mannerisms. You might be my pet, first and foremost, but you'll also be the Empress's consort. Though, I'll make sure no one has any doubts you're my perfect pet. I love you.